computer geek to computer chic. It's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Hey, welcome back to the Computer Corner. In fact, last week we had somebody suggest we spend a little time on Mac computers to represent the 3% of users or 5% of users that have Mac computers.
And Bruce emailed in?
Well, hang on. This is Return of the Mac. All right. Anyway.
And in keeping in that, Bruce emailed in and says he's thinking of purchasing Microsoft's virtual PC for the Mac for use on his Mac because he wants to run some programs and blah, 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 blah. He's been told that XP Home is much slower than 98. Since we're not going to be using the Windows environment for any heavy-duty work, for that I'll stick with the Mac. What OS would you advise?
I would advise that you contact our Mac guy over at Mac Media, Lewis.
Because we're not Mac guys.
We're not Mac. MacMediaInc.com, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Windows XP Home is not slower than 98. It's just if you have older hardware or if you're in an emulation environment, it may be better to use something like that, but the experts would probably be better to answer that kind of question when it comes to Macs, and that is our guys.
Yeah, anybody's got a Mac out there, we send everybody we know to Mac Media. Their phone number is 480-964-6352. That's 964-6352.
You can ask them that question, Bruce.
Yeah.
Maybe they have an answer.
Another email in here that Greg wrote in about videos is I have obtained a couple of video movies which are stored on my hard drive. I wonder how he obtained them.
He went and created them from scratch from his home movies, I'm sure.
And they're viewable on my computer. I've tried to copy these onto a CD, but they are not operating properly on my CD player that's connected to my television.
Wait, his DVD player or his CD player?
His CD player. His assumption is if you can watch it on a computer, you can burn it to CD and watch it on TV.
Right, but how do you plug your CD player into your TV? I'm trying to get just that part done.
Well, no, he has probably a CD player that does the video CDs and other stuff. In fact, that's what you need. I wrote a column about it some time ago, Greg. If you go look up video CD or VCD on our Computer Problems website, you'll see a column I wrote with a link to, I believe it was a free program that allows you to create VCDs.
Yeah.
If that's what you want.
Right, Leah?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
See? I told you I'd get her participating.
That was so
hey, before
sexy.
We went to the break, we had Trish who wanted to know how to keep porn pop-ups from popping up on her computer, and I think maybe Leah can help with this one.
Yeah?
Hello.
Trish.
Yeah.
Aren't they annoying?
Well, you know, babies can cause some sleep deprivation, so I get one side of the problem, but congratulations on that little one, Mr. Disney.
Thank you.
What's the situation is I have my kids set up on a kid's passport, I think, I don't even know what it's called, to be honest, but a kid's site, and not in their email, but when they're doing anything on the internet,
yes,
they are getting some interesting invitations.
Yes, bad stuff.
Yes.
We talked about it earlier in the show. Our whole program last week was all about pop-ups.
Sorry, I missed it.
That's okay. There are three different types of pop-ups that can affect your computer, and we've addressed each one of those. I wrote a column that was in the Tribune last week.
Don't you wish you could go back and just listen to last week's show even though you missed it?
Yes, I do.
Guess what? You can.
I didn't know that.
You can.
You can go back in the archives. You can hear it. You can see it. You can see the links. You can read our columns. It's
you can go back in time, like back to the future.
Yes.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, you want to know how you can do it?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
You go to datadoctors.com.
Wait a minute, aren't you supposed to say www. Dot?
Oh, sorry.
www.
You go to w dot data duty. You go to datadoctors.com.
Okay.
When you're there, you click on the radio section.
Okay.
That'll take you to whatever's the current week's radio show.
That's this
which
week.
Is not what you want, right?
So this week's show is what we'll tell people next week to listen to that want to know about hoaxes.
But don't listen to that because you're going to get confused. You're at the radio show section of the site.
Okay.
Scroll down and it shows previous shows. And it'll list the 10 most previous, and then at the bottom it shows a link to all shows.
The 10 most previous.
Yeah.
Mm. Is that like being at the post office?
But if you look in that little list there, if you look at last week's show.
Got it.
If you click on that, it'll bring up all the resources we had for last week's show, including all the links that we had last week, and...
And about 15 pop-ups that we loaded on there just as a joke.
No. And if you scroll over to the right-hand side, or scroll down a little ways, you'll see an audio archive in every segment... So between all the commercials, we cut those out for you to make life a little easier.
We try to sometimes.
Maybe I should listen to that instead.
Yeah.
No. You want to hear? There's some good advertising stuff on our show.
I know. I'm teasing.
So if you listen to those, you can listen to last week's show in its entirety right there.
Yeah, just try those things and see if one of those takes care of it for you.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
You bet, Trish.
Uh huh. Bye bye.
Bye bye. It is a problem. You parents out there that have that problem of stuff showing up.
But there is a solution, so just dig around a little bit. Follow the advice we had from last week's show there. There's all kinds of links to good software to help you fight that stuff, to get rid of it if it's already there, to prevent it from coming in.
Charlene wants to know about what firewall products to buy. We always recommend hardware firewalls, what they call routers, and if you can't do that, then download the free version of Zone Alarm at zonelabs.com. Do not buy the pro version.
The free version is just fine for what you're going to do in your home, and if you're on an always-on connection, this is something you definitely need to have.
It's actually more good.
Yes.
The free version is more gooder than the pro version that's required.
We like it more gooder.
Leah, everybody can come out and have lunch with you at the new location, 67th and Deer Valley. Thanks for stopping by. We'll have you back another time when we can get you to say more. And Garrett?
Yes, sir.
Did you say anything today?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Well.
How about you take us out with our regular How We Get Out?
Yeah. It's the Data Doctors reminding you, if it ain't broke,
fix it till it is. It's the...